Oh, really?
I mean, my deep freeze. Deep
freeze. Yeah.
I put it down there, and I forced an arrow bolt, and it runs just as good. Got it in 54.
Mm-hmm.
It's just down there running right on. Well, the family didn't like it down there because it was took lots of steps to carry it down there and go back and get it when you wanted it. But I still like it there because it would have took up a whole lot in the house, and we have it full enough anyhow.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you had a fireplace. What did you call that? Open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Open place.
Well, you know what I mean. It'd come out a little bit, and it say if you were going to cook, you'd set your pan down on the, what do you call it? You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what
you mean. Well, you know, you have nowadays it'd probably be built out of brick, and it'd just come out a little bit from the fireplace itself. It'd be stone or brick nowadays.
Yes, it'd probably be something like that now, but it was clay back then.
Mm-hmm.
It built out of clay.
What did you call that part that come out?
I don't know. It wasn't called hob, was it?
I'm thinking something of hearth or hearth.
Well, the hearth is the bottom part of it, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hearth. But that up to the side, that was put there for setting your pans on.
Mm-hmm.
And like that, so you wouldn't have moss still down. And that old house that I showed you here that we first lived in over there, we warmed by that and cooked in that fireplace too. And with these hobs, I about the best name I can think of, built them up there and built it back, and that left a flat place there you could set your cooking utensils up all the way.
That was toward the side of it, or what?
On the side, on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were going to cook in the fireplace, what kind of things would you use to cook in?
Well, we had little pots with a lid on them. They'd be that high and round and had legs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't want it down right on the clay, you could get your 2-3 old brick and set up there and set it up there, and that made it mm-hmm. set high.
What about something you'd use to fry eggs in? What would that be?
Well, we called them spiders. I don't know where mm-hmm. you go. We had a big one and a little one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd take this big one, you know, and get the lead hot and put some wood on it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it good and hot, and you get your spider hot here and sort of grease it up and put your biscuits in there and put that lead on them, and they cook the prettiest biscuits.
What would you have nowadays?
To cook?
Uh-huh. Would you still call it a spider if it didn't have legs on it?
No, I think so. I don't know. Well, they'd call it fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fire, I reckon, where it didn't have legs.
Okay. And the thing above the fireplace that you could put a clock or a vase on, that'd be called a
shelf.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Oh, I don't recall. Any other? Most old fireplaces has a shelf up there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that called a mantle?
Yes, I have. And it's called a mantle.
Uh-huh. And say if you were gonna start a fire, what would the thing that you lay the wood across on, you'd call that the, you know, sometimes it has these iron things in there
mm-hmm.
that you can put. Do you remember what that was called?